Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Ann Wilson, your sister on guitar in the background there. They're the group known as Heart, bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer. MeyerGroup.com. Peter is the founder and principal there. MeyerGroup.com is the website. I like telling you about it because it makes me look good when I tell you about smart folks and their websites. Find his books, Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets there, plus all the articles and the smart things that Peter has to say. You will thank me later. Peter, thanks again for being here. We're talking about 6 key points that we as business owners can learn from this election season, this election cycle, all the stuff that's gone on, trying to make something positive from all this, right, Peter?
Absolutely. We can make better businesses based on what we'll learn from what's been happening the past year.
Are you saying the same thing as me when I say many of my mentors didn't know they were mentors and I learned how to do things by not doing what they did?
There's no question that we can use both parties as mentors and we can do things differently and better than they have been able to do so far. What they've been able to do is fine, but we can do better.
You talk about this next one is a little bit of a head scratcher. I want you to explain this to us. Be honest and approachable, but not transparent. Now, tell us the difference.
Okay, so we definitely have a case with both major candidates are not considered to be honest and open. I don't want my company to be transparent. I don't want people to know all the details of what's going on inside my company, no more than I want my population to know all the details of what's going on inside my foreign policy. But I want to know that my leaders will be straightforward with me, will not hide. And if they can't say something, they'll simply say, look, I can't say it. So you can look at some business leaders who've been able to do that very well, but we've not done that well with either of the two major parties. And it is time for all of us, as part of the previous point about trusting a brand, to simply be willing to be both vulnerable in front of our customers and to be straightforward and say, I'm giving you, and I can demonstrate I'm giving you the honest and open answer. I'm approachable. I'll talk about this, but I will draw a line.
So,
not talk any further.
So if a customer wants me to do something that's going to require an expense from me, I should tell them I can't do it, but I don't have to tell them why I can't do it.
Exactly right. I think you can say,
It might be because I'm waiting on a loan from the bank to do certain things. They don't have to know that.
Definitely not. I don't want to air what is going on inside my business.
See, now you're getting into what I call the color of ethics is gray.
Go ahead.
Not black and white. The truth and dishonesty is black and white. Yes. Ethics is not black and white.
And how much to disclose is gray. Mm-hmm. That you're willing to be honest with people and you showing that is black and white. Mm-hmm. And you and I, we all know that when somebody is being less than honest, it shows. It just plain shows.
Yep.
And we've seen that in both parties in big style this year. And we don't want to repeat that. We want to be one of the candidates that stands there and says, this is me being honest. I don't have an answer. This is me being honest. I can't tell you that.
Wouldn't that be refreshing if we actually had candidates who would behave that way? Could they get elected, Peter? I don't want to get into politics, but I just have to say, wouldn't that be refreshing to have somebody like that?
So I'm looking at it this way. Isn't it refreshing for our customers when we differentiate our product by being honest?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That is so good.
Yep. So, all right. So let's get to the last one.
Don't put anything in email unless you don't mind if everybody can see it.
So, over and over again. I expect some of my emails to come popping out of WikiLeaks anytime now, Peter.
Even if, you know, this is, I mean, we see this in a political sense, but look at all the business hacks that have happened.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pictures and so forth. don't put it in email unless you're okay with everybody seeing it. End of story.
Well, and if you're a baby boomer like you and me, you know, you like picking up the phone every once in a while, right?
Yeah, I do remember. Oh, I'm on the phone. That's right. I found the phone this morning. I think what's more important than the device we use is that we make the decision that everything we say verbally and in writing is honorable.
Mm-hmm.
And when we make that choice to be honorable to ourselves and the people we work with, that will reflect in all of our points of transmission. It will reflect in how we do business. And that will be a lesson we can learn from this whole cycle. Be
Words.
Honorable.
Words of wisdom from Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when he joined us. Hey, Peter, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. Meyer Group, MeyerGrp.com. I like telling you about that website. You'll be smarter when you go there. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.